from school when the weather was cool and crisp and fair. I'd run right into the kitchen, drop my books and ask,
Mom, what you fixin'?
Then I'd smell that magic in the air. Come on, honey, you can help me now. Let's make some bread, I'll show you how. We'll measure, stir, and beat and knead the dough. Well, how the time just seemed to fly till we had to set that bowl aside and wait and wait and wait for the dough to rise.
Nothing like the taste of that good old homemade bread. Nothing like the flavor going down. It takes so long to grow, but it's worth the wait, you know, as you savor that aroma.
She punched that dough and looked at me, saying,
Mom, is this bread dough really alive?
Well, you know this dough's a lot like you. It has to rest and take naps too before it's grown and fully realized. Now it's nap time with you and the bread. I kissed her gently on the head. Resting time's a time for you to grow. She drifted off to sleep. I turned around to hear her squeak.
Mom, you forgot to kiss the dough.
Nothing like the taste of that good old homemade bread. Nothing like the flavor going down. It takes so long to grow, but it's worth the wait, you'll know, as you savor that aroma all around.
It's cool and crisp and fair. They run right into the kitchen, drop their books and ask,
Mom, what you fixin'?
Then they smell that magic in the air. Come on, girls, you can help me now. Let's make some bread, we all know how.
We'll measure, stir, and beat and knead the dough.
Then comes the sweet part.
Our own unique part.
We kiss the dough and let it rest and grow. Nothing like the taste of that good old homemade bread. Nothing like the flavor going down. It takes so long to grow, but it's worth the wait, you know, as you savor that aroma all around. So long to grow, but it's worth the wait, you'll know, as you savor that aroma. Oh.